Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Okay, here they are, the biggest knuckleheads of the week. We'll give you the runners-up, and then we give you the winner. We're going to start off with a guy who was offended by a squirrel.
Is one yes, of our runners-up. 27-year-old man, Staten Island, New York. The neighbors see him pull out a crossbow and shoot something in his yard, and they said, that's weird, so they call the cops. They came out. Apparently, he had shot a squirrel with his crossbow at pretty much, you know, point-blank range across the yard. And they said, why would you do that? He said, it gave me a dirty look. That was his quote.
Our other knucklehead runner-up today is the guys who were buying gold bars from 17-year-olds on the Internet.
Yeah. Basically, that was fool's gold. $50,000 and more worth of gold and materials that were, you know, traded between a couple 17-year-olds and some unsuspecting investors.
This is down in Bend, Oregon. But our 9:30 knucklehead winner has got to go to the guy who tried to sneak up Mount Everest. He's our winner today. This is this guy who did not pay. Apparently got to pay $10,000 to get the licensing and the credentials to climb Mount Everest. I would imagine you get a Sherpa or two with your $10,000,
yeah,
something like that. I don't know. But this
foot map.
This guy, yeah, map might be nice. This guy didn't pay anything, and he tried to, well, sneak up the mountain is the way to. It's 29,000 feet tall, this mountain. Mm-hmm. So he actually got to 21,000 feet.
With discount oxygen.
Yeah. He got to 21,000 feet before the mountain police spotted him hiding in a cave from everybody. Don't see me. His plan was to make the full ascension, but no, that was it. They stopped him at 21,000 feet, took him down. And he could actually do some jail time over all of this and will face a $20,000 fine.
Yeah, and this can't be the first time this guy has tried something like this. I mean, I bet Mount Rainier was like a gateway mountain for him.
Yes.
You know, he broke in practicing sneaking up the backside of Rainier. He's thinking, okay, now I can go to Kilimanjaro.
I think he started with U Street Hill in Bellingham, going up to the radio station, and then just kind of worked his way up.
The back way from Padden.
Right. So he is our 9:30 knucklehead winner today.